Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to Today's Spreads Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for meditation is taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 22. So, this is the book of Isaiah chapter 22. In this chapter, the Lord is speaking about the pride of Jerusalem, the pride of Judah, and how the Lord had dealt with them. So, this chapter speaks about the chief of King Hezekiah, who's called as Shebna. Shebna is the chief of Hezekiah. And this man was being blessed with a good position, a good role in the kingdom of Hezekiah. He's the one who's taking care of the people. So today, what happened is, Shebna, the heart of Shebna had gone away from the Lord, from keeping the word of God. Shebna, because of his pride and arrogance, he is missing out a great opportunity and the blessing the Lord had given him. So Jerusalem is also called as the Valley of Visions, because it is in that place the Lord had given many visions to his prophets. Isaiah is one of the prophets who's bringing in the prophecy to Jerusalem, to the people of Judah. But it is very hard to find a prophecy that has been brought against the house of Judah or against Jerusalem. But today, the Lord is bringing one such prophecy against Jerusalem. The Valley of Vision, the place the enemy kingdoms will tremble at, it is Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the Israel, hallelujah. The enemy kingdoms will tremble to near them. The city of David, which is now becoming desolate. Now the city of David is becoming a place, hallelujah, a place of a desolation, a place filled with drunkards, merrymaking, with all sinful practices, full of sin and filth. God is unable to get closer to Jerusalem. People of Judah had forgotten the Lord. They'd forgotten the Maker. They'd forgotten the first love. So the Lord is sending Isaiah to go and speak to Jerusalem, to remind them about the days of the old, the days of the past, when the Lord had delivered them from Egypt. How did they get out from the land of Egypt into the land of blessings? But the people's focus were on the drinks, on the meat, and they forgot the sweet God. People are focused on merrymaking, in cheering up, dancing, making noises, making tumult. Hallelujah. They were caught up in their own sin. They were caught up amidst of filth and their pride and arrogance started to lift up. The Lord is sending Isaiah, his prophet, to warn and to take some actions, to take some disciplinary actions against Jerusalem. So Shebna is a chief who's been appointed with the responsibility to guide the people, to judge the house of Israel. But he is the person who's taking the people away from the respect and the fear of God. The most prominent thing that needs to be immanent in a life of a Christian is the fear of God and the due respect. Through the fear of God, you will obey, and that will help you to get closer and to walk with God continually. The fear is one point, and the respect followed by fear is respect. You should have the due reverence to the Lord, that respect that will make you to fall down and bow down before Him. That is the respect the Lord is expecting. But the people have turned away from all these characters. They have gone away from all these characters. They have dirtied the deeds. They have forgotten the Creator. They have forgotten how to respect Him. Amen. Isaiah chapter 22, verse 11. But you did not look to its maker, nor did you have respect for him who fashioned it long ago. And Isaiah chapter 22, verse 13. But instead, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating meat and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. So people started to live for today. That mindset. People have come into that mindset that today you have many things to enjoy. Enjoy. Enjoy how much ever you can. They had gone away from the long suffering. They have gone away the clutches of the Lord. Their hearts have turned to sinful ways, to sinful practices. Satan had brought in the spirit of lust, the spirit of gluttony in the heart. The spirituality has been drained. The Spirit of God is not leading them. People have gone towards darkness. They were going in search of happiness, in search of merry. In as much as they can do, they were living a life just for that very day. The hope of people were cut off. People have lost the faith in God. There's no fear of God in them. Can you see what they said? They said, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Can any man of God, can any believer say that tomorrow we die? And let us live for today. Your life is in the hand of God. You cannot say that. And just because you will be taken away from the world, that doesn't mean that you have to do whatever things that you like. It's a sinful pleasure people are taking. The dirtiest pleasure that people are. Celebration is not wrong, but when you have a mindset that you do not have to be worried about tomorrow. Today is the day. Eat and drink whatever you want, but tomorrow you will die. That mindset is not godly mindset. Your faith has been depleted. There is no hope in you. You are a rotten body. For God will give you a thought. For to any children of God, the Lord will speak a word. They will have a decorum within their spirit. They will have a principle within their spirit. But people are intoxicated. They do not have sense of their own. They're intoxicated. the making merry to the core, the drinking and the forgetting the Maker himself, the forgetting God himself. So much they have that they're enjoying, so much they're having that they're buried inside, they're buried within the pleasure. The pleasure is taking over them. They were slaying oxen. They were killing sheep. They were having joy and gladness. They were eating meat and drinking wine. Anything that is too much is not for good. Anything that is too much is dangerous. You should be yourself at all time, at any cost. Your conscience should be clear. You must be able to identify and recognize what is good and wrong. What is right and wrong should be always discernible. You should be in a condition always. You have to control your mind. You have to control your glutton spirit. You have to control your greediness and stay away from sinful things. The commandment of God does not teach us that you will do whatever you wish. What is the difference that you make? With the Gentile and those who are born again, how can you call yourself a born again Christian or even a believer when you do not possess the basic character to fear and honor the Lord? How can you lose your hope and faith and say that I will die tomorrow, so I'll make the most significant pleasure in my life? I will make use of all my money and riches today because tomorrow I have no hope, I will die. Isn't that satanic? Are you filled with the Spirit of God? Can you utter such words from your mouth? Eat, drink wine, intoxicate yourself. And destroy your spirit and destroy your body. Because anyway, you're going to die tomorrow. God had seen that. And God had already decided that there is not going to be any chances that I'm going to give to this people. I'm going to remove and topple the kingdom of Shebna. I'm going to remove Shebna and I'm going to replace him with Eliakim, his servant. Hallelujah. God had seen this and he had got enough from that. He had seen enough that Shebna was doing, and the Lord had decided that this is the right time that I will change, I will transfer, I will kill and destroy him, that he shall be nothing before me. For he has been given authority and he has been given responsibility to judge and to lead his people. Shebna was in the position of a king. Next to the king Hezekiah, he is the one who is in authority. People tremble and people give honor to the king and also to Shebna. When he was in such a position, in such an authority, how can he be irresponsible to the people and to lead them away from God? Heart of God was furiated because he had been waiting patiently, but he never found any change in the character of people. The people was misguided. The people was been caught up in the filth. God is sending Isaiah to topple the kingdom of Shebna and to snatch it and to give it into the hand of Eliakim. And the Lord is also giving authorities to Eliakim, added authorities and added blessings to Eliakim. He says that, I will clothe you with Shebna's robe and will strengthen you with Shebna's belt, and I will commit your responsibility into his hand. I will commit the responsibilities of Shebna into the hand of Eliakim. The Lord says that he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder, so he shall open and no one shall shut. And he shall shut and no one shall open. What a great promise. What a great authority. This is authority that the Lord, that God had given to Jesus Christ. Both in heaven and earth, he is the only one who has authority to open the door and no one can shut it. And whatever he shuts, nobody can open it. He has the key of death and life. Likewise, the Lord is also honoring his servant Eliakim. He's giving the authority, a greatest authority into his hand, and is shutting off, is shutting down Shebna, who deserve the blessing of the Lord no more. And the Lord says in verse 23, I will fasten him as a peg in a secure place, and he will become a glorious throne to his father's house. And verse 24, they will hang on him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the posterity, all vessels of small quantity, from the cups to all the pitchers. And verse 25, in that day, says the Lord of hosts, the peg that is fastened in the secure place will be removed and be cut down and fall, and the burden that was on it will be cut off, for the Lord had spoken. This is how the Lord will take away the burden of the valley of vision. The heart of the Lord was burdened. This is how the Lord will avenge all those who are against him. The vengeance is of the Lord. He will do the right thing to establish his judgment. The people are his. The kingdom belongs to the Lord. What are we before the sight of God? What do we do? We should be doing with humility, with the fear of God, with respect of God. If you do anything without that, the Lord will topple you. The Lord will transfer your powers and authorities, and he will give it and hand over to another one who's deserving. Yes. Fear the Lord and tremble before his name. For he alone deserves all glory, honor, and respect and praises. If you disobey him, he will topple you. He will destroy you. What happened to Shebna? Shebna was in a great position. Shebna was in an authority. Shebna was given responsibilities. He is the person who is just after the king. What happened to him? Shebna was been replaced. Shebna was been replaced by Eliakim, the person whose heart was close with God, a person whose life was pleasing to God. Hence the Lord chose Eliakim over Shebna. Amen. This should have taught you about how you should conduct in the world. What kind of characters that you should don while you're living in this world? How carefully and how meticulously you should lead a life, a godly life. Amen. Hallelujah. So what did the Lord speak to Shebna? What did Isaiah the prophet he speak? Let us see. It is verse 17. Indeed, the Lord will throw you away violently, O mighty man, and will surely seize you. He will surely turn violently and toss you like a ball into a large country. There you shall die, and there your glorious chariots shall be the shame of your master's house. So I will drive you out of your office and from your position. He will pull you down. Amen. This is what happens to a person who disrespects God, who sings glories about his possessions, whose pride about his possessions. This is what happens to a man whose pride and arrogant about his possession, his assets, his riches, and does not give glory to the Lord who had kept him in that position. Remember your maker, remember your creator. That is good for you. If you forget the Lord your creator, if you forget the Lord your maker, then your life shall be desolate. He will topple you upside down. And the Lord will show who he is, what he is capable of. You are a man, you are nothing. You belong to the dust and ashes. But it is according to his grace, the Lord had lifted you up and kept you in a position that you will judge the house of Jerusalem. You will judge his people and keep and make his people to fear and tremble before the name of the Lord. But you did not do that. You took it lightly, and your heart was hardened. Your sins, your pride, your merrymaking, your intoxication, you have sinned in the sight of God. You rebelled against God. You did not have a heart to repent or to return to the Lord. In your pride, you forgot the Lord. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, remember the Lord always. Do not forget the days of past, days of your old. Remember what good things the Lord had done in your life. How did he heal you? How did he deliver you? How did he bless you with? Do not forget the days of old. Give thanks to the Lord. Give praises to the Lord. Bow before his throne and give glory to him. He deserves all our praises. He is God and we are man. We are nothing. We are created from dust and we will return to the dust. But the Lord is sovereign. He deserves all praises and glory and thanksgiving. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound. Hallelujah.